Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Pei Tes, mitzvah 489. As we continue with the second to last mitzvah here in Parshas Re'eh, the last two mitzvahs having to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah's Aseh of mitzvah Leheiraos Biragalim Beveis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to appear, to be seen on Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Torah at the end of Parshas Re'eh, after describing the Shalosh Regalim, the Chagim, V'samach Lefnei Hashem Alkecha, Simchas Yantif, as we spoke about last time, V'zacharta Ki Eved Yisa B'Mitzrayim, and you shall remember that you were an Eved in Mitzrayim, V'shamarta V'asisa Zachukim Ma'ila, you shall do all of these laws. And then it talks about, it repeats this by a number of the Chagim, as we mentioned, and the end of the Parsha, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeira'eh Kol Zachurcha, three times a year, Yeira'eh. Doesn't say Yeira'eh. You shall appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every male, as Pnei Hashem Elokecha, b'makom asher yivchar, in a place that he will choose. Yerushalayim, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. V'lo Yeira'eh, as Pnei Adonai Reikam, and do not appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu empty. That'll be the Losa, say, that'll be B'ez Hashem next mitzvah. Ish k'manas yardo, based on everything that you can afford, kiberchad Hashem alkecha asher nasan lach. So we'll focus first on the asay today, and that is the yeira'eh kol zechurcha, you shall appear. What does Rashi say? Not to appear empty. Elahave olos re'iya v'shal mechagiga. Rashi here says, olos re'iya v'shal mechagiga. Rashi is alluding to the fact that really there are not only two, but even three mitzvos that are under discussion here. Says the Rambam. Let's start it with the Rambam. The Rambam puts all three mitzvahs together in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Unlike the Sefer HaChinuch, who has it spread about across the Torah in the context where it appears. The Rambam has mitzvah Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, and Nun Dalid, the three mitzvahs related to Aliyah L'Regel, and the three karbanos that are required. Mitzvah Nun Beis, which is back in Peches, in the Sefer HaChinuch. Nun Beis, says the Rambam, Shetzivanu La'alos L'Regel L'Migdash, Shalosh Pamim Bashana. We are commanded to be Ola Regel three times a year. V'u'amru Yisaleh, that's the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Shalosh Regalim Tachogli Bashana. V'kfar Hispire Bakasuv, Shezos HaChagiga Hu, Sheya'ale B'Karban Yakriveyu. That Lashon of Tachogli is a Lashon of Chagiga. That's the Chagiga that has to be brought every Chag. This mitzvah appears a couple of times. That's mitzvah Nun Beis. Next, the Chagiga Zu and Yonash Yaakov Karbin Shlomim. That's one mitzvah. The Ein Hanashim Chayavas Bo. Says the Rambam, women are not obligated in that mitzvah. Number one. Number two, mitzvah Nun Gimel. Tzivanu Lehera Os Biragalim. Almost the same exact lashon earlier. She tivanu la alos la regel la mikdash. Here the Rambam says la heira os biragalim v'hu amri yisparacha. That's what it says in kisisa. Shalosh pamim bashana yeira eikol zechurchas pnei ha'adona shemalakei Yisrael v'inyan mitzvah zu. What's this mitzvah? She yaaleha adam la mikdash im kol ben zachar sheyela, with every male son, she yuchal aleches braglav, that can walk on his feet, v'yakriv karban ola ba'aloso. So that's an allusion to the ola karban. That's pasuk in kisisa. V'karban ola zu, she yakriv ba'aliyaso hu anikra olas re'iya. That's the olas re'iya, v'kfar kadam lanu amram, and that's what we've already said, the Rambam, that there are three mitzvahs that we're talking about here. And the Rambam again says, v'hi gam kein ein nashim chayavos bo. That's mitzvah number two. And then finally we have the third mitzvah related to that Aliyah L'Regel, and that is the mitzvah that appears today. The Rambam links this one with Simchas Yantif, which is the last mitzvah that we did previously. And what does this mean? Via mitzvah shlishis v'nasholash ha-mitzvahs ha-nogas b'regel. V'inyana rishon ha-ramuz e'la b'tzibi zet. Number one element of this mitzvah, she-yakrif karben shlamim al kalpanim. V'eilu ha-shlamim nosafen al shalmei chagiga. So we have shalmei simcha, shalmei chagiga, and olas re'iya. Those are the three karbanos that are connected to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and Simchas Yontif. The Rambam has them here grouped, Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet. Interesting to focus on which is the real. The third one is about Simchas Yontif. But they're all connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The Achronim discuss which one is the main source for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But today's mitzvah that we're discussing here in Chinuch Tef Pei Tes is the middle one that the Rambam mentioned. It's the mitzvah that's also related to the Karban Ola. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now, in our Parsha, the end of Re'e, Shenitztavinu Lehera Oz Kol Zachar B'Yerushalayim B'Beis HaBechira Shalosh Pamim Kvuim Bashanah. Three times we have to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting, the language used here is Beis HaBechira, because that's the Pasuk, B'Makom HaShe Yivchar here. Maybe this is tomorrow, we'll talk about Beis HaBechira and Beis HaMikdash, those two names, is there any difference between them? V'hein Pesach Shavuos V'Sukkos, V'yalzeh Namar Shalosh Pamim Bashanah, Yeroh Kol Zachorcha, Esperei Hashem Alokecha. V'inyan HaMitzvah, what's the message of this mitzvah? As the Rambam said, She'yaleh Al Kol Adam Im Kol Ben Zachar, She'yesh Lo, She'yuchal Lalechaz Lalado Baraglav, L'Mikdash, V'Yisrael Hashem, and appear there. U'michiyev Re'iyazu, She'yakriv Shan Karben Ola, Carbonola, and this is the carbon called Olas Re'iya. Ve'ein l'carbon ze shir, says the Sefer HaChinuch. There is no specific shir that you have to give. What carbonola? What do you have to give for a carbonola? There's no shir. Afilu tar echad o gozal poter. Even a pigeon, even a dove, right, a very small bird, that's enough to be to poter. And that's what he says. For Kazati v'kesef talva, I've already written earlier what Chazal say in Chagiga Davav, Shalosh mitzvos nistavu Yisrael Beregel. Three mitzvahs that we were commanded, as we just read in the Rama, Chagiga, Re'iya, Simcha. First and third are Shlamim, the middle one is an Ola. V'yal kol achas, v'shalosh mitzvos elu, hayimavi in karban. These three mitzvahs are related to karbanos, v'nigran karban Chagiga, Shalmi Simcha, Olas Re'iya. The Chinuch here mentions you can even bring a bird. That itself is somewhat controversial. The Rambam holds this way in Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam says, Shalosh mitzvos aseh, nitztava Yisrael b'chol regel, mishlosha ha-regalim. Three mitzvos for every regel. Ve'elohein, ha-re'iya, shenemar yeira'eh kol zechorcha. Number one is the Olas Re'iya. That's today's mitzvah. Chagiga, shenemar tachog la'shem alokecha. V'yasimcha shenemar v'savachta v'chagecha. Those are the three. Today's is the Re'iya. Let's focus on it. Ha-re'iya ha-mur b'torah hu, sheira'eh panav v'azara b'yom tov ha-rishon shel chag. Interestingly, the chiyuv is day one. Everything else is makeup. But the chiyuv is day one. V'yavi imo karbonola, and he shall bring with him a karbonola, bein min ha'of, bein min ha'behema. Whether it's of or behema, one of the two. Like the Chinuch said, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Yesh lo tamu al zeh. It's difficult, because you look in Chagiga and Dav Zayin, the Gemara seems to have a maskana, that you cannot bring. Tzorach lavi karbon behema, hazvuchim besakin, v'lo olas of shehi nimlekes. Sounds like from the Gemara la maskana that you have to bring a karbon an animal that you shecht, not that you do malika tuve, chasav rabbeinu, beimen ha'of. So he quotes the Ma'ari Kirkus, which we have, that there must be a different girsa. Shebemakam o eino ela ofos, hayagores rabbeinu o eino ela biminachos. It must be that he had the girsa of minachos, not ofos. O hayagores o eino ela biksafim, kemoshi shnuya bimechilta, umash vele de ofos bechaz vachamim. Pasha, the Rambam had a different girsa, and therefore the Rambam and the Chinuch follows him. Say that one is allowed to bring an oaf, right? You have a lot of expenses, yontif time, right? You're spending a lot of money. So if you could save money, instead of bringing a cow or a sheep or a goat, you could bring a bird. You know, that might save a lot of money because you need to spend it elsewhere. So the Rambam and the Chinuch both paskin lakula that one would be able to do that. Continuing, Mishar Shei Mitzvah, what's the message, the Ashkava behind this mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, as we've touched on, because after all, there are three mitzvahs, this is the third one, that's related, L'man Yiru, Kol Yisrael, so that all the Jews get together, V'yitznu Elibam, Pipu'ulas HaKarban, HaMa'or Levavos, we need to be awakened, our hearts need to be awakened, Ki Kula Miktanam Ba'ad Gdolam, Chelak Hashem V'Nachlaso, we all have a special relationship to Hashem, Im Kadosh V'Nivchar, Notzrei Eduso, Skulas Kol Amim, Meshatachas Kol HaShemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with us. Therefore, he commands us to come three times a year. Hashem wants to have the relationship with us. He wants us to come. He wants us special to come up. And through our coming, our da'as will be awakened, v'nachnis b'libeinu mora'o, v'nikva b'ra'ayoneinu ahavaso. We will be inspired by being in the place, v'niskela kabel chasto b'rchaso. And we'll be zochet to get his bracha. Right? It's similar to what Tosfos says in Maseches Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Aleph, that the mitzvah Maaser Sheni, to get us to Yerushalayim, that also is supposed to inspire us. Lefi, says Tosfos, shahaya ro'eh kedusha gedola, v'kohanim oskim ba'avoda. The kohanim are meticulously following every detail. Hayim achavein libo, yoser liyiras shamayim v'lo mo Torah. Right, when we're around great people, we're inspired to be like them, to copy them. Like the Sifri says, v'man tilmad liyira gadol meiser sheni shemevi l'dei Talmud l'fishaya omei b'Yerushalayim ad sheyochal meiser sheni shelo v'hayaroeh shekulam oskim b'melecha shamayim u'ba'avoda. I see people being osik and all these amazing avodat Hashem. Hayagam hu mechavi liyiras shamayim v'osik b'Torah. Right, we're influenced. Right, tov l'ra, tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheino, and therefore says Tosfos, Babasra, Daf Chafalav, exactly what the Sefer Chinuch says here. Aliyah l'regel is about coming together and being inspired by the place, also being inspired by everyone else there. You know, one might also say the inspiration comes from some of the miracles that took place there. One of the miracles, the Torah Tamima points out in his Barak Sha'amar, one of the 10 miracles that took place in Yerushalayim was Omdim, they stood up, tied, and they bowed down, and they bumped into each other. But then after that, it says, "V'lo Amar ben Adam l'chaveru tzarli amakom sha'al in Yerushalayim." Nobody complained that it was too crowded. Says the Torah Tamima, it doesn't say that it wasn't crowded. It says it was crowded, but nobody complained about it. That was the miracle. But maybe that float, which is an amazing miracle, it was crowded, but nobody complained because we're all in it together. We're all on the same team. And everybody realizes when it's all family, nobody complains. So maybe that's also a function of the inspiration that took place there. All of Klal Yisrael together at once. Again, now, if we have all of Klal Yisrael together, Bizban Hazeh, you know, we don't have that miracle yet. Right? People push, people are difficult, people get annoyed with each other. We need the Mashiach. We need Mashiach so we'll be able to be inspired the proper way, so we'll be able to coexist in the highest level possible. There is another one or two ideas to mention about the messages of Aliyah L'Regel. The Netziv points out in Parshas Mishpatim, we mentioned this back in Mitzvah Peches as well, because this is the pasuk there, that the unique name that's given to Hashem in the context of Aliyah L'Regel is Adon. Shalosh pamim bashana, yeroeh kol zechorcha, el pnei ha-Adon Hashem. Why dafke is Adon used here? The Netziv points out it's used one time later also in Kisisa, but here Mishpatim is used. Explains the Netziv, Aliyah L'Regel is a tough mitzvah. Especially all the other nations of the world around us know we're all going to Yerushalayim. We're all leaving. All the Jewish neighborhoods are going to empty out. Imagine the looting that could take place. Imagine the Geneva and what our residents will look like when we come back. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Adon. Hashem is the master. He will protect. He won't let anything happen. Right? The Midrashim there describe amazingly the miracles that the Jews said, told their non-Jewish neighbors, "We're going, we're going, we're going," and then they left. But Hashem sent angels that looked like, that dressed up like the people who lived there. They went in and out the whole week, and then they came back and they said, "Oh, we had a great trip." And they said, "What do you mean you never left? You were going in and out the whole week." They're like, "No, we weren't." No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon. He takes care of it, and he makes sure that we are protected. That's Dafka why. It's Dafka Adon here. HaHechrech Lazoves Beisova Kol HaShalova Leilich V'Leiraos V'Udavar Kashe U'Muflag, says the Nitziv. U'Bebirchaso B'Regalem, but through the bracha of going to be Ola Regel, that itself will protect us and give us a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and we will get all the bracha that we need. Special divine protection merited for those who are Ola Regel. There's also a beautiful thought that Rav Schwab has. This is printed in the back of Mayan Beit HaShoeva. Rav Schwab has three thoughts on Shir HaShirim. So the first one on Shir HaShirim is based on the Pasuk in Perek Zayin, which is quoted in Maseches Chagiga on Daf Gimel, relating to the Mitzvah of Aliyah Regel. The Pasuk says, Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your feet, b'na'alayim bas nadiv, the na'alayim, the shoes of bas nadiv, which the Gemara darshins as bito shel Avram Avinu. Right, the children of Avram Avinu, how beautiful are you in your shoes, Avram Avinu's children. Hesrich Schwab, why the focus on shoes? And not only it's strange that the focus is on shoes, but you're not allowed to even wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Aliyah L'Regel shouldn't be represented by shoes. Mishnah says in Brachas, Lo yikanis adam lahara bayis b'makla u'b'menalo. We're not allowed to even wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Eich yitachein shaloshen ha-kasuf pa'amayich b'na'alayim shayich l'ragleim shal Yisrael b'shas Aliyah L'Regel. Right, they have to take them off. So explains Rav Schwab, we say in the Nusach of Tefilas Musaf, V'hashev kohanim la'avodasam, u'levi'im l'shiram u'lezimram, v'hashev Yisrael l'nveyem, return the kohanim to their avoda, the levi'im to their singing, and b'nei Yisrael to their naveh. What's the naveh? Eina muvan, lama shayach inyan shivas Yisrael l'nveyem dafka, acher inyan avodas akonim mezimras al-levi'im. Why dafka is it in that order? Kohanim l'levi'im and b'nei Yisrael to naveyem means their residence. What are we thanking Hashem for, and why is it after the Kohanim and Levim return to their avoda and their singing? Explains Rav Schwab, what is being referred to in this pasuk beautifully. The point of this pasuk and the message of that tefillah on in Musaf is praising and wishing and davening about Am Yisrael, what happens to them and what state they're in after Aliyah L'Regel, after they see the avod of the Kohanim, and after they hear the singing of the Levim, and then they go home. If they're different people at that point, so then we know that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel was successful. Sheshiva zu avoda gedolahi, sheyeshuvu lebateyem imkol hamadregos vehaasogos vehailuyim sheisigu b'shas Aliyah L'Regel b'makom hakodesh v'mikdash. That's the emphasis. We want to see the Kohanim and the Levim, and then we want to go home inspired from this experience. And that's what it says in Malachim. After Shlomo Melech did the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, Vayelchu la'ahaleim smeichim v'tovei lev, she'ein aliyas haregel nigmeres b'shas hayetziyah mibeis HaMikdash. The mitzvah should not be over. This is a mitzvah that's supposed to last with us. Yetziyazu atzma v'ashiva labayisim kol ha'hashpos v'ayislavus shel amidasu mibeis HaMikdash. Right, we have to be able to take it with us. And he quotes similar, right? That's what we say in Yom Kippur. Manedar kohen gadol b'tzeisum an HaMikdash. He was shining when he came out, and that's why the Baalei Musar explain why the coin does another tevila at the end of the day before he puts on his private clothes. After he finishes the avoda, he again does kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Why? Not a tevila, but at least sanctifying his hands and feet, because that's also an avoda to bring it back home into one's life. So explains Rav Schwab, that's what's meant by the psukim. Shoes! Yeah, you put your shoes on when you're finished. You're right, not when you go in. But the emphasis and the message and the gavus of Am Yisrael in the praise of this pasuk in Shir HaShirim is we take it with us. We don't leave our holidays. We don't leave our inspiration in the temple, but we take it with us, hopefully, on our way home, and that's when we're inspired. That's why shoes, that's why the order is there for the tefillah that we say on Yantif. Continuing now back on the Sefer HaChinuch, Uba aleinu achiyav v'zcharim levad, that this mitzvah is upon men, ki heim ikar habayis v'ataf anashim tfeilo lahem. The men are the ones that go out, the women and the children are not meant to go out here, they don't have a chiyav to, v'im achazaka bohem l'avadim na'asiz achazaka b'chol shu tachaz yadam, v'chulu. Related to this, the Sefer HaChinuch says it's the mitzvah of Hakel, which is going to be a separate mitzvah that Hashem will have at the end of the Torah, but it's definitely connected, the mitzvah that we do every year after Shemitah, when we have the Torah read in the Beis HaMikdash. These are the messages of this mitzvah. Again, one of the three mitzvahs relate to the karbanos needed to be brought, and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel itself. So let's talk about this specific mitzvah and the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, and this is not against some of Rishonim, the Rambam says that today's mitzvah is linked to the next mitzvah on the list. Mitzvah 490, Taf Tzadi, the mitzvah, it is an Isser D'Oraisa to be Ola Regel without the Karban Ola, without the Ola Sriya. It's an Isser D'Oraisa. So the Rambam Shita is, if I am in violation of that Isser, I don't even get this mitzvah. One might have said, sometimes you have an Ase and a Los Ase that overlap, but you can have one exist without the other. Let's say if I go to be Ola Regel without the carbon, I was Ola Regel, I appeared, but I didn't bring the carbon. Okay, I didn't have Eira too. The Rambam says no. Umisha bala azara biyom rishon v'lo hevi Ola lo dayo shelo asa mitzvah saseh. Not only did you not fulfill the asay, elo she'avar al mitzvah lo saseh shedemar v'lo yera'u fanai reikam. That's the Yisr. Ve'ein aloke alav zeh shehare lo asa maisa. That's fascinating. We're going to have to talk about that. You didn't do a maisa here? You came to the Beis HaMikdash without the karban. So it's a lav she'ein bo maisa because you didn't bring a karban, but you actively came here without it. Right? A similar discussion by Tzitzis. If I wear a beged of dalet kanfos, so is that considered that there's no los ase there? But is that an kumva ase or is that she'ev al tase? I actively put something on four corners without Tzitzis. Here, I actively came into the Beis HaMikdash without the karban. The Rambam Paskins, you don't get Malkus. Lav she'ein bo maisa. So we'll have to talk about that. But either way, you see clearly from the Rambam that this mitzvah, the Aseh and the Los Aseh, are linked. And the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph, Dibur Masla v'hinei. V'hinei ha-mitzvah le-hisra os panim ba'azara lo-havi karban, v'im hisra'eh panim ba'azara lo-havi karban, lo-kiyem ha-mitzvah. That's the shita of the Rambam. V'im shalach ha-karban ayde shliach v'lo Yisrael panim. What if I did the other way? If I sent the karban but I didn't come, v'vaday lo kiyem ha-mitzvah, then for sure I didn't do the mitzvah of re'iyas panim. Ach nireh, but what about here? What happened if I sent the karban and then I appeared 2 days later? I was yotzei, says the Minchas Chinuch. You don't have to do them both at the exact same time. right? You could come the first day and bring to send the carbon the fourth day. You could send the carbon the first day and come the third day, right? As long as you have it all together at by the end, cumulatively, it is okay. That's what he said. Dimshal carbon v'achari zeh yisra upon him, yatsi dey mitzvah shri yispan him b'karbon, afal b'shalaya carbon b'shas v'yispan him, v'yisrach lavi od b'shas v'yispan him. There is no chiyiv to have it at the same time. This is, though, against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi quoted in the first Tosfos in Meseches Chagiga, the Yerushalmi says you can have a chiluk between re'iyas carbon and re'iyas panim, and there are sometimes people that are chayiv in one and not the other, which shows you could separate them. But the Yerushalmi says, "Lamed v'mamur re'iyas carbon, ava re'iyas panim ba'azara hakol chayavin kimo ba'hakel ha'anashim v'hanashim v'ataf." So Yerushalmi already says that they can be split up. Why does the Rambam say this? So the Turei Aven there in the beginning of Chagiga says it's a t'nai. The carbon is a t'nai for the mitzvah. The mitzvahs of Alila Regel were the prerequisite of a carbon. Or a similar idea, the Sfas Emes says there on the first page of Maseches Chagiga, De lo matzinu mitzvah sheyihye avera. V'kivan da Torah amra v'lo yera efarai rekam. What's the Torah says you can't? Imkein kishenira rekam lo kiyem as a mitzvah z'riya. V'asa avera. V'avera I efshar b'shum panim lios mitzvah. It can't be that what you're doing is a mitzvah and an avera. Right? Similar to the concept of a mitzvah above avera, but says the Sfas Emes, it's impossible that you will be fulfilling a mitzvah. So the Rambam says misvara. It must be that they are linked. Fascinating nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch wonders, what happens if you come at night? What if if you do re'i at night, which is not the zman of the karban? So maybe then you would get a mitzvah because you can't bring the karban now. It's not the zman of the karban. That could be a nafkamina if one comes at night. Obviously, they have to bring the karban, you have to do tashlumin, but that is an important ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. And again, the Achronim point out this machlokas between the Yerushalmi, seems to be machalik, versus the Rambam, who puts them together, the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah lo saseh. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but Hashem, we will continue in the coming days.